Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Morris takes his lead, being held on by Ramos at first. Lucas hits one towards left center field. Duran racing back towards the track, at the wall, home run! Nathan Lucas with a two-run shot, and just like that, the scoreless streak is snapped. The Bisons take a 2-0 lead.
That's Pat Malacaro last night. You heard it on the Bet 1520 and along the Buffalo Bisons radio network. Bisons looking to keep the winning ways going tonight as they continue their homestand. And speaking of the man behind that great call, here's Pat Malacaro now joining us on the Wester Hotline. Pat, good afternoon here as we start hour number three of our Triple Crown show from Batavia Downs.
Hi, Brian. Great to chat with you today. It's a fun day at the ballpark, as I know you just saw on social media a couple of minutes ago. We've got Star Wars night here, special jerseys. As Josh mentioned in the update, two more games against Worcester this weekend, and the big league promotion of Gabriel Moreno that happened a little bit earlier today. So a lot going on for the herd here in Buffalo and even in Detroit.
Yeah, let's start with the on-the-field item, Gabriel Moreno. Tell everybody a little bit about him. A big prospect in the Blue Jays system. Officially, he's going to make his debut tonight in Toronto, correct?
Yeah, he's going to – I believe he's scheduled to play against Detroit this afternoon, and he was on the taxi squad the last couple of days, but added to the big league roster, and boy, is he such a special player for Toronto. He is the number one prospect, and he'll be in the starting lineup batting eighth at catcher tonight against Detroit a little bit after 4 o'clock. So right now, the top prospect going into the season, the second best catching prospect in baseball behind Adley Rutschman, who is so good for Baltimore. And, everything that Gabriel Moreno does, he does it well. It's not just his IQ at the plate, where he was hitting over 300 here in Buffalo this year. The power wasn't necessarily there, but that's not a bad thing. He was spraying the ball to all fields. But defensively, that is what I think will separate him from a lot of the other good catching prospects that have come through the game recently. He threw out 15 out of 28 stolen base attempts this season, so better than 50% stolen base rate, pickoff, caught stealing rate this year, which is almost unheard of at the minor league level. Normally you get about 30%, so he's 24% over that at 15 out of 28 this year. So he was very good at that. And the other thing about that is five or six of those were guys trying to steal third, which should be an easy stolen base, but he threw guys out easily. So he's the complete package. Maybe only called up to the big leagues right now because of the injury to Danny Jansen, and it's a long-term injury. So you've got Moreno and also Alejandro Kirk is hitting better than 300 this year. Those are probably your catching tandem. One will DH, one will catch. And he is definitely deserving of this promotion.
Yeah, Kirk and Jansen spending time with the Bisons, and now, of course, up with the Blue Jays contributing at the catcher position. Pat, the Blue Jays themselves having a good season, although they sit in second place, 7.5 out, which doesn't sound maybe like where they want it to be, but the Yankees are playing at such a ridiculous clip. When you look at the rest of the American League, Toronto is playing as good as anybody, if you just take New York out of the equation.
And I think the Yankees kind of got right, so to speak, right when they played the Blue Jays for six or seven games in a two-week span, where there was a series in Toronto, And then they had a series the next week in the Bronx. I think it was 7 games overall, and the Yankees won 6 of 7 from that series. And you look at that, there's 4 games right there, 5 games right there where you've already lost ground to the team that was in the division lead. And by that point, it was only a couple of games separating those teams going into the 4-game set in Toronto. So I think that was a little bit of not a wake-up call, but an opportunity for the Blue Jays to say, we know we're going to be there this year. We were 1 game out. We took care of our business, and unfortunately, the team in front of us won their game to go into the playoffs last year. We're ready to take that next step. If we want to be the best team in the division or the best team in the league, because the Yankees are that, well, then we've got to up our game and our play that much more. So I think that was an opportunity for the Blue Jays to really say, okay, this is what we need to compare ourselves against. Kevin Gausman was very good for the first month of the year. Alek Manoah is a top-end starter. And, oh, by the way, Jose Berríos, who they expected to be the ace this year, was allowed to kind of struggle a little bit and didn't have a lot of long outings to start the year. You've got 3 guys that on most major league pitching staffs could be the guy, and you've got 1A, 1B, and 1C at the top of your rotation.
Yeah, Pat Mellicaro, voice of the Bisons, joining us here for just a few more minutes. Bisons at home tonight for Star Wars night. We'll get the details on that in just one moment. But the team, Pat, itself, the Bisons, just winners of 3 of their last 10. But I know right now 2.5 behind first place Rochester. Lehigh Valley is in between there, just 2 back. But that series with the Red Wings this past weekend, I took in Saturday's game in Rochester, a doubleheader. And, Pat, I know it was the first time for me, but you've seen a lot more baseball games than I have. Seeing a inside-the-park grand slam, was that the first time you had ever seen that, too, in person?
Yeah, first time I'd ever seen it, and we asked Major League Baseball, Brian Frank, who is somebody who writes a website called The Herd Chronicles, and is somebody who we lean on a lot to help with the historical references for Bison Baseball. All 3 of us, none of us could come up with, in franchise history, another inside-the-park grand slam. So we believe that to be the first one in the well over 100-year history of the organization, dating back to the 1800s. And unfortunately, some of the records aren't all well kept or easy to find, so it's not 100% certainty that this is the first time, but definitely since 1985 until now, it has not happened in franchise history. And oddly enough, we asked Major League Baseball to tell us the last one in professional baseball, and it actually happened this year in the International League. So it's something that's very rare. It's probably on par with a perfect game. And, yep, there were 2 in the International League within 6 weeks of each other.
How about the team tonight, Pat, for those that are coming down to the game? I know a big crowd expected like last night. What are some of the players and some storylines from this year's Bisons team that they should know about?
Thomas Hetz won the International League Pitcher of the Week honors 3 weeks ago, and Casey Lawrence, who pitched last night, won him for this past week. So Thomas Hetz will be on the mound tonight. The Bisons will be wearing their special Star Wars themed jerseys. And actually, Brian, just as I joined you here for this segment, the gates have opened already. So if you're coming out to the ballpark tonight, you want to see the action on the field. Samad Taylor, who's somebody who came up from Double A last year to this season, leads the team in home runs, leads the International League in stolen bases, top 10 in RBIs with 35 this year. He's very good, but you can get to the ballpark now, starting now. The gates are open. We've got several Star Wars characters taking pictures with fans, and I know you and your family have been in this game many times before, and this is a unique experience where I was at Star Wars Night in Columbus 2 Saturdays ago, and the only thing was, not to bag on their Star Wars Night, but the only way you know it was Star Wars Night is they had a couple videos and played music. Well, here you've got the jerseys. You've got in-between inning videos that have been approved by Disney and Lucasfilms, and the on-field fight after the game for the youngsters with their laser swords, and then the big fireworks show afterwards. So something, whether you're a baseball fan, Star Wars fan, you still can come to the box office and get tickets. We still do have some tickets available, but it's going to be a fun night at the ballpark.
It is. It's great. I've gone to and taken my family to a few of these Star Wars Nights games. It's super cool. All the kids with their laser swords. If you're an adult, just be careful because the laser swords are everywhere. But it's all right, Pat. Well, we'll hear you on the call 6:05 tonight, correct?
Yeah, 6:05 over on the Bet 1520. Duke McGuire and I will be on the air at 5:50 with pregame.
Awesome. Thank you, Pat. Enjoy the game. Enjoy Star Wars night, and appreciate you coming on for a few minutes.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Pat Malacaro there from the Bisons Baseball Network. And, of course, Pat, a part of our Sabres radio network team as well on our flagship station here on WGR. Yeah, I've taken my son and my wife to Star Wars night, I think at least two or three times. It's a super fun night. And they, as Pat says, they do an amazing job beyond just the physical presence of the Bisons wearing different uniforms. They've got really, really well-produced videos in between each segment. They've got some different promotions and picture opportunities for your kids to get involved with some of the characters that are down there tonight. And then after the game is over, in between the game and the fireworks, they have really like an on-field battle and kind of telling the story in the movie all night. So it's a really, really cool, fun night. Even if you're not, you know, a hardcore Star Wars guy, like it's, I think, the you know, it's great for the family and always something going on in the field and up on the video board. So a really cool night. And as Pat said, there's still some tickets left, so you can go down there and check it out. 6:05. Real busy sports night. We got the Bisons game going on, Star Wars night. Bandits are playing in the NLL Finals. I'm looking forward to watching Game 6 of the Stanley Cup, Eastern Conference Finals tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs with the Lightning and the Rangers. The Belmont race, obviously, that doesn't tie you down too long to watch that, just a couple of minutes in terms of the race. That post time's at 6:44. That is on NBC. And Gabriel Moreno, one of the top prospects now up with Toronto. Officially, Zach Collins coming back down to Buffalo. But there's so many of those players that are on the Blue Jays now, many of them stars, of course, headlined by Vladimir Guerrero, that spent time with Buffalo. And it's really cool, I think, to follow the Blue Jays. Even if you're, I know we got a lot of Yankees fans in Western New York, Mets fans, Red Sox fans, but the Blue Jays, if you are a fan of the Bisons and you've gone to their games and you've paid attention to, even just slightly, to some of these players, to see the success that they're having at the major league level, it's pretty cool. I mean, that's obviously what every organization hopes for, is to growth and development with young players and draft picks and prospects to go up through your minor league system and then ultimately make it to the big leagues or to the major leagues, in this case with the Blue Jays. And, you know, you could go up and down that Toronto roster and, you know, probably on some nights you've got 7 out of 9 in the starting lineup or 8 out of 9 that at some point did spend some time playing in downtown Buffalo with the Bisons. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, Don Hoover, the GM of Live Racing, going to join us. We'll get you his picks on the Belmont. But I got to get in case you know, didn't tune into TD Green this morning. Of course, myself, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, every Saturday, 7 to 8. Hope you can join us. We talked a lot about the LIV, the Live Golf Tour this week. That, of course, has been a big saga on the professional golf scene. Well, the first Live Golf event just wrapped up from London. And it's a name that if you are even a casual golf fan, you may know, because he won the Masters. Charles Schwartzel ended up winning. Now, Schwartzel winning is not the story. It's the purse that Schwartzel gets. So he wins this first event ever on the LIV series. Here's what he gets. $4.75 million for winning that event. $4.75 million. A three-day, 54-hole event. Everybody's guaranteed money, which is different than the PGA Tour, which is something, by the way, I think that will change. But Schwartzel gets $4.75, the biggest purse in the history of professional golf in terms of a golf tournament. Really, really big numbers. Just within the last half hour, officially, Patrick Reed, that was rumored to be saying that he would play the LIV Tour, now officially has committed to it. His official Twitter handle just put out a big public address announcement 22 minutes ago saying that he's officially joined LIV Golf, looking forward to this new challenge, as he says. The next LIV golf event will actually be in the United States in Portland coming up in a few weeks. So DeChambeau's committed to playing in that. Reed is committed to playing in that. We know Mickelson and DJ have basically, you know, committed full-time to this event. Next week, though, there's a big week on the PGA Tour in terms of the schedule. The USGA has its annual U.S. Open. That, of course, one of the majors. Tiger not playing in this event, but it should be really interesting. Phil Mickelson's press conference scheduled for Monday afternoon, so I'm sure that's going to be something that will be interesting to listen to. Mickelson is always must listen to already with just some of his comments, and he's, you know, usually pretty willing to tell you how he feels. So we'll have to see what Mickelson has to say about the LIV experience. And then, of course, the PGA Tour officially suspending all these players for going to play in this tournament. Now, if you're wondering, like, well, why can Mickelson play next week? Well, the PGA Tour does not run the U.S. Open. The PGA Tour runs the kind of the regular tour events on a week-by-week basis. They collect the points, which ultimately set up the FedEx Cup playoffs, and they go from there. But the four majors are not run by the PGA Tour. So if that's something maybe that you may not have known, the Masters itself is run by the board of directors and the people at Augusta National. It has nothing to do with the PGA Tour. It's on the PGA Tour schedule in terms of an event. And, you know, how you do on the PGA Tour can qualify you to play in the Masters, but the Masters itself is run by Augusta National. Same with the U.S. Open next week. It's run by the United States Golf Association. There's a lot of things that they're in conjunction with the PGA Tour, but the USGA, who are really the number one role for them, is they call themselves the governing body. They rule, they make rules for the game of golf. So if you ever have gotten a golf rule book, it has come from the USGA. They run the U.S. Open. So to me, you know, as I've been talking a lot this week on various stations and with some of our other co-hosts here at WGR about this LIV Golf Tour, you know, asking about, well, how does this play out? You know, obviously the money's going to be there. What else could happen to derail this or keep it going or keep it strong? And my number one answer to this, there's a variety of answers, but I think the number one reason is, what do the people that run the majors decide to do? The PGA Tour has basically said, if you play this LIV Tour, you're not playing PGA Tour events. But that at the moment does not shut you out from playing in the Masters and the U.S. Open and the PGA Championship and the Open Championship, the British Open, that is. So what do the four bodies that run those four majors decide to do? The USGA officially made a statement last week that said, look, we're not going to change rules midstream here. We've already, you know, we've made these qualifications. We've set the field. We're not going to all of a sudden just change it 1 week ahead of time. These guys have qualified. They're in. We're going to let them play. My guess is that that'll be the same for the Open Championship next week, next month, which takes place in July, the final major of the year. And then the golf world will really have its, you know, season to organize themselves. It's the Masters, of course, then wouldn't go until next April. So to me, that's the key spot. If I'm the PGA Tour and I'm the Commissioner Jay Monahan, I am on the phone. I am having in-person meetings. I'm doing whatever I can to get the folks at Augusta National, the folks at the USGA, the folks at the RNA that run the Open Championship, and the folks at the PGA of America that run the PGA Championship. I know it's confusing. They're actually not the PGA Tour, the PGA Tour of America. The PGA of America are actually the golf professionals that you see at golf courses and golf pros that you may take lessons from. They run that PGA Championship. I know the letters PGA are there. It might be confusing. The PGA Tour actually does not run that major either. But I'd be on the phone. I'd be talking with them saying, hey, what can we do to in some way incentivize players to play the PGA Tour so that they are eligible to play in these majors? And, you know, for now, as long as I think that the majors are open, the lure of the money is going to drive some players to go to this LIV Tour. Now, for some folks that really care about their legacy or playing in some of these other PGA Tour events that are meaningful to them, they're going to stay. I still think the best fields will be the PGA Tour. I mean, look at even the leaderboard right now for this tournament that's very close to the West New York area, over in Toronto at St. George's Golf Club. You've got Justin Thomas, you've got Rory McIlroy, you've got Scottie Scheffler. I mean, those are three of the biggest names in golf right now, and they are all playing up in Toronto. So I still think a PGA Tour is going to have the best fields at the moment, but we're hearing more and more about other names that are going to go give this LIV Golf Tour a shot. And, you know, let's face it, the lure of a monster paycheck. Look at today, Charles Schwartzel, he only had to beat a field of 48, and he got $4.75 million. Amazing. Really, really, really possibly big shaking up of the professional golf scene, but we shall see. Okay, time out from Batavia Downs here on our Belmont Steak Show. I'm with you till 5 p.m. Coming up, the GM of Live Racing, Don Hoover. He'll join us next. He was red hot with his Preakness picks. We'll see what he has to say about the Belmont when we return after this. I'm Brian Colziel. More coming up on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
They'll be playing this song at the Belmont Stakes today inside Belmont Park. The 154th running of the Belmont Stakes, the ultimate test of champions. As, we welcome you back here to Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Brian Colziel with you. I want to thank Pat Malacarl from the Bisons Baseball Network joining us. Last segment, Star Wars Night Tonight, 6:05 first pitch. You can hear that game on the Bet 1520. Coming up after our show at 7:30, Bandits pregame. The Bandits can actually win the NLL championship tonight. Game two in Colorado in the best of three series. Buffalo's already taken game one. And festivities underway as we are in the Park Place Banquet Room here inside Batavia Downs Gaming. The Bourbon and Whiskey Fest going on, and we're pleased to be joined now by the general manager of Live Racing here at Batavia Downs. That's Don Hoover. Don, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian. It's a pleasure to be here.
Looks like the place is picking up here. People are coming in getting ready for the Bourbon and Whiskey Fest today.
Yeah, we just opened the doors a few minutes ago, and the people are coming in, and I'm sure they're in for a treat today.
Absolutely. Great day to be inside here, and we'll go over the details of the Bourbon Fest for those that maybe want to get in here in the last minute, but let's talk about today's race. First of all, you coming off of some good picks from the Preakness, you got to be pretty happy. You had 1, 2, 3 nailed right across the board.
I was very happy with the way the Preakness turned out. I actually enhanced my bankroll a little with it. I didn't bet the Derby, but I did. I felt good about the Preakness, and I stepped in a little there.
Yep. So. Yeah, it worked out great for you. Now, the intrigue of today's race, for many, will be from the Kentucky Derby winner, Rich Strike, who sat out the Preakness back today, and really the second time that it'll be on a national stage here, international stage, with horse racing to kind of show the world whether it was the biggest fluke in maybe Derby history or if there's some legitimacy to Rich Strike in terms of thoroughbred racing.
Well, I myself have Rich Strike in the top four, but I only have him fourth. His speed numbers seem to suggest that he will fit with this field, but even though it's a mile and a half, I don't think his running style is conducive for today. There doesn't seem to be a lot of speed on paper in the race, and he's going to get away probably seventh or eighth, and he's going to have to make a big run, you know, around the last turn and through the stretch. And if the fractions are fairly slow up front like I expect them to be, I just don't think he can pick up the horses to get there.
Yeah. Now, the argument against it maybe is that they say, oh, well, he did it at the Derby, right? And this is a longer track, so a longer race itself. So, but in terms of that, we, you know, I know Ryan's been telling us earlier before here that it's not running maybe as fast so far in some of these other preliminary races as maybe what we would expect with the conditions being fairly fast and firm right now at Belmont Park.
Yep, looks like a fast track today for Belmont. I've watched several of the races. Yeah. A couple of horses did go wire to wire, but then there were other horses that went out to the lead and they folded up in the stretch. So the track, I guess you would say, is playing pretty fairly. A mile and a half, none of these horses obviously have competed at a mile and a half yet, so it's unknown for all of them.
Yeah.
You kind of, to get a hint at what they might do, you kind of go back to their breeding and see what their sire and their dam and the sire of the dam did at a distance, and you use your best guess from there.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the favorite. At the moment, We the People, at least this morning, came in 2-1. I know, though, you're thinking by race time that may change, right?
Yes, I'm looking at the current odds on the race, you know, money that was bet in advance. Of course, you can bet it in advance on these Triple Crown races and all through the day. And right now, We the People is fourth choice at 6-1. So that's kind of an anomaly to see a 2-1 morning line horse be 6-1. And in these big races, the odds don't fluctuate that much, you know, an hour out. They, you know, the horse could drift down to 4-1 maybe at the lowest, but I would expect this horse to go off at 5 or 6-1, and that's my top pick. So at 5 or 6-1, I'm happy if he comes through for me.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if the odds go in your favor and it comes in, even better for you. All right, so let's talk about who you like here. I know you mentioned you think Rich Strike could factor in, but maybe not win. You have him coming in at fourth. Who do you have in the top three?
Well, as I said, I like We the People on top. It's a lightly raced colt. He's only raced four times. He took three of them by more than five lengths. His last start over the Belmont track, he won by 10.5 lengths. His speed numbers have been improving every start. And on paper, he seems to be the only track, the only horse with early speed. So my thinking is that he's going to break to the lead and be able to dictate the fractions and have enough left to, you know, win this mile and a half test of champions.
And second, I know you like the three horse Nest.
Yep, very interesting. A filly competing in the Belmont. Only 24 fillies have competed in the Belmont previously. 23. This will be the 24th. Three of them won. The last one was in 2007. This Nest is trained by Todd Pletcher, and he was the winning trainer of the horse that won in 2007, which was a filly. She seems to be bred for the distance. I like her jockey, Jose Ortiz. She's 8-1 morning line, but right now she's actually second choice. The fans like her a lot, too.
Yeah. And another Todd Pletcher horse I know you like today as well, Modogonal.
Modogonal's 5-2 morning line and likely to actually go off the favorite in this race. He ran an okay fifth in the Derby. If people remember, he had the extreme inside post, didn't get away very well, and then he was in traffic trouble throughout, extremely wide finish in. So he finished fifth. It was an okay fifth. It wouldn't surprise me if he betters this third-place rating that I have him at, and Irod Ortiz is the leading jockey. So you have Pletcher and Ortiz and Pletcher and the other Ortiz, yes, on Nest. So you have a formidable combination there, those two horses, the three and the six.
Yeah. All right. So officially, your superfecta, you like the 1, 3, 6, 4 in that order, right?
That's correct. And just as a side note, number 8, Barber Road, picks up a big jockey change today. Joel Rosario's jumping on for the first time, and he's attracting some attention on the tote board currently. 7-1. He was 10-1 morning line.
So the Belmont itself, you know, as touted the ultimate test of champions, a mile and a half. I mean, these horses, this will probably be what? They're some of them the first and only time that they'll ever go that length, right?
That's very likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. A mile and a half is not a very normal or ordinary race at any racetrack. In Europe more, but not in the United States.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see how it plays out today. The weather looks pretty good. I know right now, you know, conditions look good at Belmont Park. Temperatures in the low 70s, partly cloudy, so not bad in terms of anything that's going on there. Okay, for those that want to bet a long shot, What's the one you like? Is that Barber Road?
I threw Barber Road into my comments because I like the, I like Joel Rosario on this horse. The horse didn't disgrace himself in the Derby. Was extremely wide. He was actually wider than Mo Donegal, and only was about a length and a half behind Mo Donegal. So, with the jockey change, a shorter field, and he's a confirmed closer. He's my long shot.
Okay. Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. How about just a plug here for what's going on inside the Park Place room right now?
Well, as you said, we have the Bourbon and Whiskey Fest. There's all different brands set up throughout, free tasting. There's many hors d'oeuvre stands, creations from our Chef Andy. Great time. It's going from 4:30 to 7 o'clock. And it's in the Park Place room right here at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel.
Yeah, really cool spot. They got a ton of TVs, horse racing from not only Belmont Park, but all across the country here. And looks like some good beverages, some good bourbon, good whiskey, and some good appetizers and snacks here along the way for you to sample. So looks like a fun time. Come on in.
Yep, sure is.
Thank you, Don.
Yep, you're welcome, Brian.
Don Hoover, the GM of Live Racing here at Batavia Downs Gaming. We'll take a timeout. Ryan Hasenauer's picks and final thoughts when we return as we get our final segment of our Belmont show. When we return here to Batavia Downs Gaming on WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
.445, final segment here on our Belmont Stakes Show, live inside the Park Place room at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, and it is now rocking inside as we bring back in the director of marketing, Ryan Hasenauer.
Yes, thank you. It is rocking. It's unbelievable in here. We got, I think we just did like 105 people through the door in the first 10 minutes of the opening the doors to the Bourbon and Whiskey Fest. You can probably hear the ambient sounds behind us as people are enjoying their pretzel bites and some other things up here across the way from our WGR booth.
I may have to steal a pretzel bite out after the show here.
Help yourself,
those
Brian.
Look good. You're always very accommodating with my stomach, which I...
Let me just say
this. Is why we get along so well, Ryan.
Yeah, let me just say this. This isn't just about you, but I got to tell you, you guys at WGR have done so many good things for Batavia Downs and OTB over the years, and especially personally for me, you know, during the pandemic, still waking up and listening to you guys. I know that, you know, people, you know, Bulldog's in his house, and I think Howard was in, but Jeremy was in his house. Just to be able to listen to you guys talk, you know, getting through all of us, not just me, everyone in Buffalo, getting through a tough time. I just, you know, anything I can do for anybody at the station at any time, I'm so happy to accommodate and do those things because you guys are doing just so great to us. So,
well, thank you. That's kind words. And we hope it's a win-win relationship here with obviously us being here to help you promote your big days like today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we shout out to Bridget, who is getting, I think, married today somewhere.
Oh, congrats, Bridget.
In the Northern Hemisphere.
She's probably listening to our segment right here, right?
I'm sure she is from a beach somewhere. But yeah, she, you know, she understands, and she's a great asset to, you know, as a person who is with WGR, but is is fighting for us. We appreciate everybody. Alan, you know, the whole crew over there at WGR and at Odyssey.com Buffalo. We appreciate it.
Okay. Final opportunity here to get in some insight on what we've learned so far today from Belmont Park. Race number 9 actually just finished.
I missed it. Now, it looks like the one's the winner because the camera's focused on him. Yep. If I'm not mistaken, he was, in fact, the favorite for this race, but they'll show it here in a second. But, yeah, as Don was saying, you know,
yes, the one officially is the winner. At a 2-5 odd, so
yeah,
that was a clear favorite.
Clear favorite, and again, it was weird. Like, two races ago, it was a 13-horse field. This was a 5-horse field. Not so great. Looks like the 6, the third choice favorite came second, but sometimes it's tough with these 5-horse races. Yeah. I mean, there's no traffic, so horses don't really have to work sometimes to get it. But as Don was saying, you know, it's interesting the fact that on Barber Road you've got a jockey change to somebody who, in Joel Rosario, has literally won this race twice. And it's no joke. I mean, when you're in front of, and again, there's no Triple Crown, so maybe 50,000 people might be out there today instead of the 100,000 that went to see American Pharoah. It's still a big deal, man. So, you know, if you are not steeled and ready and focused, you can get off your game just like anything. You know, there's a lot of people yelling. There's a lot of people going crazy. It's not just you out there. You know, there's horses leading the horses down during the post parade. You got to go in front of the fans. Everyone's screaming, yelling, cheering for the horse, giving you encouragement.
Sometimes that riles the horse up.
Right.
Good and bad.
Yeah. I mean, if you remember, I can't remember Rich Strike, if you remember at the end of the race for the Derby, Rich Strike almost bit the guy that came over that was helping him out. He was fired up that he won that race. So, it's pretty, there's a lot going on, and if you're not ready, if you're not steeled and focused, bad things can happen. So we'll see if some of these guys that are a little bit newer can do what they have to do. But Jarrell Rosario, he's been there. He's done that twice, man. He's got the pedigree to prove it himself, you know. So
yeah. All right, we got about 4 minutes left here on the show, so let's get to your picks. What do you like here today? What are you actually going to go ahead and put your biggest wager on?
Right. So I'm going to tweet out a picture of this, so don't stop your car and like write it down. Check Twitter here before 7 o'clock or before 6:44. I've got a couple bets. I'm going to make an exacta bet, and, of course, you can make the exacta bet as much as you want. Make it $1, make it $5, whatever it's going to be. But there's 8 combinations. I'm going to take the 1 and the 6. That's We the People and Mo Doggettle over the 1, 3, 4, 6, 8. So there's 8 combinations. If it's $1 exacta, it's an $8 bet. If it's a $2 exacta, it's a $16 bet. I'm going to do a win, play, show bet. I'm going to personally do $5. You can do $2, as little as two or as much as you want, on the number 6 horse, Mo Doggettle. I just think he's the one today for me. Seeing what he did in the Derby, knowing he had bad trip, bad luck, with less horses and all that rest, I think he's the one today. So we'll see what's going on with that. And then my last bet that I'm going to make is I'm going to take some of what Don said, right? Don likes the 3 and the 4 as well, and I still want to include the 8 Barber Road. And I'm going to do a superfecta, 1-6 over 1-6. So I still think the 1 and the 6 are to come in first and second, so they can come in any combination there.
Right.
And then underneath in third place, I'm going to put the 3-4-8 and then the 3-4-8 for fourth. So I'll tweet out a picture of this with the amounts. And, again, you can make your decisions on how much you want to bet. On a superfecta, you can go as little as, I believe, 10 cents today. Sometimes they do limit it to 20 cents. But, it is a 10-cent super today. For a win, play, show bet, it's got to be at least $2. For an exacta, it's got to be at least $1. For a trifecta, it's 50 cents. So still plenty of time, Brian, to get out to your local OTB, Easy Bet, Batavia Bets. Come out here and see me. We're going to be serving bourbon. I'm looking at the Jack Daniel's booth. They're super busy. They're making cocktails for everybody. People are enjoying their whiskey stones. There'll be some left. I mean, I'll have to send some over to the station.
Beautiful.
Because I know Joe was incredulous when he was talking to he's like, doesn't it make it taste different? And Jeremy's like, no, it's all good. You know, so all good things here.
I think what's a fun bet, if you are just, you know, maybe if you don't have a strong opinion or you want to throw in a second or a third bet,
sure,
is to do the randomizer where you just throw the superfecta and just maybe you'll get lucky and it'll hit, right?
The quick pick. There's a button for any bet you want to make in a quick pick. I know at the end of the Derby when we were doing the bets for the Tita Green guys, we were doing the quick pick, but we were always doing a quick pick with one of the 3 or 4 choice pairs that we liked in first place.
We skipped over the ones where Rich Strike won.
Right. The one that was like, 21's going to win. You don't want that bet.
Nope. Skip, go to the next one.
Go to the next one. We'll see what happens. So, yeah, whatever comes up on the screen for quick pick, you can say, no, I'm not going to hit the bet button. Let me randomize it one more time. So, so a lot of, and that's like almost playing like the lottery, you know,
right,
but with horse betting. So, good
but
time.
Today that probably is more, at least statistically, sound to do that today. There's only 8 horses.
Right.
You don't have a horse that's 40-1 on the board. So the chances, I mean, you know, even if the two longer shots here on the board, the 2-horse or the 7-horse, if they were a part of an exacta, that, or I'm sorry, a superfecta, that wouldn't be an impossibility because there's only 8 horses.
Right. And on this bet I made here, this one that I was going to do, the 1-6 over the 1-6 over the 3-4-8, 3-4-8, that's only 1 × 2 × 3 × 2. So 2 × 1 is 2, yeah. × 3 is 6, × 2 is 12. So that's only a $12 bet, and it's a superfecta. I could make this bet for $1.20. And if I want to add a bunch of horses, maybe the rest of the field, I could almost go, you know, these horses, and then for the fourth position, do all.
Yep.
And still make it a reasonable bet where it's not going to cost me a ton of money. And if it hits, yeah, it's very chalky on top, as they say, chalky meaning favorites. You still might make a good amount of money. Look what happened in the Preakness. Literally, the 4 horses that were the favorites finished in the top 4 positions. Again, it wasn't the favorite that won. It was like the second or third choice favorite. But it still paid in a superfecta like $160 for a $1 bet, which means it paid $16 for a 10-cent bet. So, you know, there's definitely money to be made out there, even when it comes in chalk. You just kind of got to get lucky with some of the horses underneath.
Okay, Ryan, 30 seconds. How can people, again, if they want to participate here, make a wager, what are their options?
So get in your car right now. And you can listen to, I think we're going to pick up the Belmont Stakes stuff here in a second on WGR. But you can drive out here to Batavia Downs. You can go ahead and watch it inside of 34 Rush or pay at the Lucky Charms gift shop to come and watch it with everybody here inside of the Bourbon and Whiskey Fest presented by Jack Daniels and Old Forester. If you can't make it out here, I get it. I understand. But you can go ahead and make your wager on BataviaBets.com or at your local OTB or EasyBet. Just check out WesternOTB.com for the location near you.
Okay. Good stuff, Ryan.
Thank you.
Behalf of everybody at the station, again, thank you for what is now, I always look forward to these, our annual Triple Crown shows.
Yes, indeed.
And book us again for next year. And then maybe again plans in November.
Yes.
I think for
Breeders' Cup.
For the Breeders' Cup. Yeah, so hopefully
we'll
maybe that'll work out.
We're racing that day too, so that'll be a really great day. Maybe we'll put you up in the clubhouse so you can watch our races while we're doing the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks to everybody here at Batavia Downs Gaming. Ryan Hasenauer, the Director of Marketing. Don Hoomer, the GM of Live Racing. My guests, Dave Buchanan, Paul Hamilton, Pat Malacaro. Thank you along the way. Josh Schmidt back in our studios. Thank you very much, Josh, as always. And thank you for listening. Brian Kulzy with you. If you're taking in the Belmont today, good luck. Enjoy the busy sports Saturday. We'll talk to you next time right here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.